You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
How fun today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, my dear friend. Today's show, a little bit of an unusual title, but I like it that way. Go ye therefore and make Social Security disciples. Well, you might guess what we're going to talk about, Social Security, but you know, one of my favorite words actually in the Bible is the word disciple when I came to understand it. And that, you know, which Matthew is last verse there, well, in Matthew 28, as Jesus is telling us what we're to do, what we call the Great Commission, which, you know, all salesmen, Hans, love the Great Commission.
Sure. That's good.
But his actual Great Commission, which does come with a marvelous commission, is go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be with you even till the end of the age. That's another one of my favorite parts of the verse. But that word disciple, if you look in the Greek, comes from the idea of an enthusiastic enthos, meaning spirit-filled learner, somebody who is learning. And the beauty of discipleship is like, wow, you're digging into the Bible in order to learn about God. It's like falling in love with something. You know, you want to know all about him. And as you learn more about him, you can't help but share that stuff.
Sure.
And so you might think, well, Robbie, what in the world does it have to do with Social Security? Well, if you talk to Hans very long, you're going to find out very quickly. If I ever met a Social Security disciple, he has been an enthusiastic learner of Social Security, you know, all his life, which has led to some beautiful understandings. But you can't have beautiful understandings if you don't start off on the right foot, right, Hans?
Well, yeah, and we really, and there's so much negative press out there about the government, about government programs, some of it very well deserved, some of it factual, much of it non-factual. It's just made up stuff or they're urban legends. And it feels to me like people coming into this age where we're getting ready for retirement, a lot of them are really so influenced by the negative press and negative discussions that it really inhibits them from learning about all the positive stuff about Social Security. This is something to celebrate. You've got a check coming to you, guaranteed by your government, and then if you die and your spouse had a smaller earnings record, your spouse is going to earn that same check for the rest of his or her life. This is a beautiful thing. And what I'd really like to see people doing, and I think it's necessary for learning, is to see the beauty.
I picture myself now as I reach the third grade. You know, I had decided that school was not fun. And I had ceased to be a disciple because I wasn't a very enthusiastic learner when I was, you know, given these homework assignments and whatever. This seemed like more like a chore. There was not a lot of spirit-filled excitement about learning the subject matter at hand. And you had that experience with a insurance agent in Florida.
Yeah, and he was an insurance manager, and I was telling Robbie this story along the lines that it is hard to understand anything or a subject if you're angry about it, okay?
Or you mistrust the
situation. Yeah, or you mistrust it. It just, and so I was telling him this story is that back when I was a branch manager for a big insurance company, and I was very successful at this, and then they promoted me, and now I was the manager of all my peers. So I was going into town to see this gentleman who didn't always act like a gentleman, but he was angry a lot of the time. I mean, he just was. And people would dismiss him because of this. And I was going into town to his office, spent the day with him, and really wanted to help him. And so the topic of the day was our new kind of one-year-old P&L or profit and loss statement, where we now needed to be fiscally responsible for our whole branch and all the agents that worked for us. And if we spent too much money and we didn't bring in enough money, it was going to cost us money. So no more free lunch on the company. He was very threatened by this, didn't really trust it, and he was just mad about it. And so he brings it up early, and of course, and then he, with great pride, when we took a break, he shows me these locked closets that he has out in his office, and he's the only one that had the key. And he literally distributed brochures to his agents. So if you wanted 5 long-term care insurance brochures, you had to come to him if you were an agent there, and you needed to get a hold of him. He needed to come out there, open them up, count them out, hand them to you. And I listened to this. And so we went back in his office. I said, I want you to take that P&L, and I want you to show me what your annual expense is and monthly expense for brochures. And he just wouldn't, you know, he finally had to cooperate, and he found it out. And it was, relative to the whole thing, it was a small expense. But it was the only thing that he understood. And he just said, these agents are costing me money taking these brochures, and they're hauling a whole box of them out of here. So I'm going to go do this, lock them up. And, you know, just thinking in my mind, I said, this is ridiculous, because we didn't send you this P&L to be managing the brochures. Although if you want to do that, that's fine. I mean, this has a much bigger picture to it. And then he was just, I don't understand this. I don't, da, 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 da. And I had read all his background, as I had done on all the managers with this new job I had. And this guy had an MBA. He worked for LaSalle Bank in Chicago in his 20s and earned an MBA while working full time. And you're not going to tell me he can't understand a P&L. And that's where I really came to the conclusion. And I told him this, it is very hard to learn when you don't trust the material and you're just angry about it. So we got to deal with that first. And what I'm going to do, and I didn't say these words to him then, but I would say it to him now, knowing what I know, is I'm going to get you to see the beauty in the P&L. And where that translates to today is I just see so many people coming to us, and they have these things like, the government's going broke on Social Security. It's not going to be there for me. It's running out of money. Take it now. Get it while I can. Or they're giving it away to people that didn't earn it. Or I could have invested this money and I could have done better. All of which have some elements of truth. But people are focused on that. And in my thinking, you're focused on the wrong thing. And you stay focused on it. Well, I'm wanting to teach you about Social Security, and I really want to teach you and enable you and have you enable me to have you make good decisions that are right for you.
Right. And if we just take your friend back in Florida and we go up to 10,000 feet, and you know, he was looking at this P&L as a way that he was being manipulated or the way that he was being controlled, and essentially he didn't trust the heart of the king. Now, this might remind you of a parable in the Bible that was like when the talents were handed out, and the guys that went and invested them and went and risked was because they trusted the heart of the king. Because why? Because they knew that underneath it, God is really working for your good. And he is really, I mean, the more I've been a discipleship of Social Security, as I am looking at this now, my statement, I'm like, oh man, you know, God is going to really, this thing, I would never have saved this money, not like this. I would never have created an annuity. I didn't even know what an annuity was. I would have never done this. And yet here, you know, based on this, if I wait till I'm 70, I'm going to be getting 3,500. I'm for the rest of my life.
$3,500 a month.
And yeah. Then my wife, after I die, are you kidding me? How much would that cost me, Hans, if I went to buy such an annuity? I mean, it would be,
$700,000-$800,000.
Right. And how much have I put in it? According to this statement here, my entire life, all my hard work, all I've invested in Social Security to this point in my life at 63 is $136,924. And my employers have put in, thank you, Stu, and whoever else, $142,000 that's gone in my entire life. So there's like close to $300,000 at age 63. And yet, oh my goodness.
Well, and if you die before your wife does, who's younger than you, and she lives much longer, she's going to get that larger check for the rest of her life. So this is a beautiful thing. And if I go back to my guy in Florida, what I was able to accomplish with him, I just pointed this out, and then I showed him what I was doing with that P&L or the new P&L and how I studied it, and I figured out a way to make it work for me, and I shared it with him. We worked together in his business. His income doubled in 2 years.
He became a disciple.
He did. And this guy was all about money.
He was an enthusiastic learner at this point in time, which is, it's a beautiful picture. Well, if you're listening today, like this chapter in the book, which is, on Social Security, it's one of the 7 worries tab at cardinalguide.com, which you can always download for free, the entire chapter, and you can become a Social Security disciple, learn more about this stuff by studying there. That free download is under the 7 worries tab at cardinalguide.com, or, of course, you can just email Hans and ask for the whole book. He'll send it to you, or it's there on Amazon as well, and in Kindle for like $1.99. So it's not expensive to become a Social Security disciple.
No, it is not.
And oh my goodness, what I'm sitting there looking at the different options that I have as I come into those age. We're going to be talking about the next segment. And so, there's some major payoffs to becoming a Social Security disciple, but I don't want you to miss the spiritual picture, right? That if you trust the heart of God and you go into study and fall in love with him, you can't help but share that with other people. And it's the beauty of discipleship. As the more he teaches you, you just can't help but share that. And so disciples make disciples. And, it's a beautiful thing. So we come back in a few minutes. We'll have more on, right, becoming a Social Security disciple. Go ye therefore.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. In today's show with Certified Financial Planner and Fiduciary, I should say, my good friend Hans Scheil. Today's show is, right, go ye therefore and become a Social Security disciple. And now that we've talked about what a disciple is, let's learn the good stuff. Put some meat on this bone for us.
Okay. Well, for starters, what Robbie and I did this morning is we produced our Social Security statement. And you can do this online at ssa.gov. Open a My Social Security account, and you can get your earnings statement. He just printed his off this morning, as well as me. And you're going to need to get a hold of one of these, either before you come to see me, or once you do come in, we'll help you with this if that's what you want to do. It also tells you in both of my books, the workbook and the original book, it tells you how to get one of these things. Now, what I want to do with Social Security is I simply want to go through some of the basic points. I mean, you can start your Social Security as early as 62 for most people, okay? You can start it as late as 70. And you say, well, why would I want to wait till 70? Well, I think in
You read your statement, it won't be too hard.
It'd be pretty simple to understand. Like mine shows that I get $29.39 a month if I wait till full retirement age, which is 66 and 8 months for me. If I started it at 62, which won't be that far for me, it'll be $2,094 a month. And if I waited till 70, it'd be $3,722 a month. So those numbers are pretty easy to grasp because you got them right off a page, but there's a whole lot more to the story. First of all, you don't want to start it at 62 unless you're really retired, because if you take it and then you still earn money from a job and it's more than $17,000 a year, you're going to end up giving back some of this lessened check, okay, or this smaller check. So you really don't want to take Social Security early unless you are going to just work part-time or have something where you're not going to make very much money at. If you're going to make anything of any significance, you're going to want to just leave the Social Security alone and let it accumulate. Now, the full retirement age is different for people along in their 50s and 60s, and I don't want to get it, it's in my book, but you know, like I said, I'm 60 right now, and my full retirement age is 66 and 8 months. Robbie is 63 right now, and your full retirement age is?
66 and 2 months.
Okay. So it's a phased-in thing. People that are younger than me, it's going to be 67. But that's the age where you get that amount that's on the front of the statement. So for me, that was almost $3,000 a month. And I can go ahead and take it at full retirement age and still work. So once you reach that full retirement age date, after that, you could take your Social Security check and still make an income, okay? And some folks want to do that, okay? And
There's tax implications,
yeah, because you're gonna really get taxed on it because you got your other income. But so that would be an option. And then any month in between 62 and 70, it's not like I'm giving these fixed ages and you have to choose one of them. Like, say I didn't take it at 66 and 8 months, but I wanted to take it at 67, it'll just be a little bit bigger amount, and it just keeps getting bigger every month that I wait until I reach it full age 70. And when you're 70, you got to take it because it's not going to go up anymore. All right?
Which, now, by the way, I found out something about the end of your life. Because, you know, they paid my dad Social Security, you know, about a week after he died, and I thought that the funeral home had sent that in and it would have stopped. So, you know, I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this? And as it turns out, they pay Social Security in arrears. So my dad's April payment was for his March Social Security income.
Okay.
So I didn't have to pay back what he got paid in March, but I did have to pay, but you have to live to the end of the month.
Right.
So just remember this, if you have any choice over your death, make it to the 31st. but anyway, yeah, but if you don't, you have to live clear to the end of the month to be eligible for that month's Social Security. So yes, I'll have to return what he got in April, but I won't have to return what he got in March because he'd lived clearly through the whole month of February. So,
see, I just learned something today.
Yeah, we're all disciples here.
Yeah. That's great. And so, you know, what I want to tell everybody, if you like what you're hearing and you're intrigued, is first of all, you don't need to master this stuff to the point where you're a full-fledged disciple for Social Security. I mean, you really can consult an expert, somebody like me, or you can read my books, and you can. There's a lot of factors more than just when you want to take it. But I want to point out that the book is real helpful to a lot of people. And you can get this book. In fact, you can download the chapters for free at cardinalguide.com. So you can go to that website, cardinalguide.com. You go on the 7 worries tab, and one of the worries is Social Security. Click on it, and then you go down a little bit, and you can get a copy of the Social Security chapter of the original book and the workbook, no charge. You also can download it from Amazon right through our website, cardinalguide.com. And then you could write me a message and just say, look, Hans, I listened to you. I'd like your book. Send me a message on the website. We'll certainly send it out to you. Or you can just give us a call. And, you know, we have offices in Charlotte. We have one out by the Greensboro Airport. And our main office is in Durham. And we're you know, we'd be more than happy to help you with this stuff. So it really, everybody's decision is different. There's spousal benefits that affect this, okay? Now, if your spouse has a full earnings history and it's, a, you know, you've been a couple that have both worked full-time with a long earnings history, then your spouse is going to file on their benefits. You're going to file on your benefits. But if your spouse has significantly fewer years and less earnings and you have high earnings or vice versa, you may want to file on your spouse's record. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we can advise you on. It also, when whoever has the larger check, when they pass away, the person on the smaller check goes on the larger check. So the larger of the two checks in a married couple is going to go on for life, and the smaller of the two checks is going to go away when the first one passes away. There's a whole lot more to Social Security that we're not going to really be able to mix into the show. There's just a lot more to the equation, but not too terribly much, just in terms of making a decision. So I want to go back to our point that we made in the beginning of the show. I just find people so full of things they've heard, things people have told them, people that have a strategy that they know from work or what their brother did, and maybe it's just one angle of the problem, and then that person was affected by their kind of bummed out about the system as well. And they, I just find people so full of that and really many times lacking in just seeing the beauty in Social Security. It is what it is. It's the primary source of income for a lot of retired people, in fact, most retired people. And it's the basis that we're going to use your monthly check. And then if you have other resources that you've saved, a retirement account, an IRA, just general savings, some property you own, other resources, or your spouse does, we're going to create additional income out of that.
And it even says this right on the cover letter, which I think is kind. You know, it says Social Security benefits are not intended to be your only source of income when you retire. On average, Social Security will replace about 40% of your annual pre-retirement earnings. You will need other savings, investments, pensions, or retirement accounts to live comfortably when you retire.
Yeah, so this was never intended to be the whole thing, but it was intended to be significant, and it is significant, and it's very important that you make the right decisions for you. And for some people, that could be taking it early. I don't want to talk badly if you need it. And for other people, that could be taking it right at full retirement age. And for other folks, it's waiting until you're 68 or 70 years old to enjoy the larger check. And if you have resources, even if you're retired and you have other resources, with some of our clients, it makes sense to postpone their Social Security or delay it and live off of other resources.
Right, because part of the equation is the taxes of what you would pay on the Social Security income if you're continuing to work, you know, between 66 and 2 months and 70.
Sure.
But the other thing I want to make sure that I think is a wonderful fact is that even if you're divorced, tell that bit, because I think that's critical.
Yeah.
For a lot of ladies, husbands, you know, made choices.
Sure.
Or maybe husbands made choices.
Yeah,
not ladies.
You could have that vice versa. So if your spouse was the high earner and you were married for 10 years or more and you're not remarried before 60, you can file as a spouse on their record, even if they got a new spouse. So you could have two spouses collecting.
Right, they could
from
be
the
collecting
government.
And his wife could be collecting, but you would still get half of his full retirement benefit if you were married over 10 years in that period of time.
And remarried before you're 60. And that none of this comes from him. It comes out of the Social Security system as a spousal benefit. So we can advise you on those things.
I thought that's one of the beautiful, you know, when I think about the beauty of some things that are implanted in Social Security,
yeah.
I mean, somebody thought that's a really kind, thoughtful thing that's right there. That,
well, and then
I'm
if
sure
he dies,
really yeah,
then you will get his full check, even if you divorced him 25 years ago. And if he's remarried and then the new spouse, she'll also get his full check. Both of you will enjoy his full check as long as either one of both of you are alive.
Yeah. And, you know, who wrote that in there? I mean, that's obviously, you know, God putting it on the heart of some senator or congressman that made a beautiful law.
Sure. And some of this is just to protect the whole system and the integrity of the system as a whole. Is in the United States of America, we want people to have a minimum level of income. We don't want impoverished people living in our system. Now, some people would argue that the Social Security check is poverty, if that's all you got. But at least it's something, and it's a guarantee of that.
I see it completely. Well, we're out of time. I hate that because there's a lot more discipleship that could go on. But we thank you for listening to Finishing Well, again, with certified financial planner Han Schiel. It's all brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. That's Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after the cardinal. It's a bird. And then guide.com. And then don't forget, if maybe you missed the beginning of this and you wanted to hear more information, just go listen to the podcast. Just tell your smartphone, Siri, I want to listen to the Finishing Well podcast. Or go home and say, Alexa, I want to listen to the Finishing Well podcast. It's that easy. And, of course, those things are, you can listen to episode after episode. Lots of information there if you want to see what God may have for you in these years. Of course, we don't ever want to take away from real discipleship of becoming one of God's children. So thank you, Hans. How fun was it?
Thank you. It was awesome.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Han's best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Han's book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.